We're back with Roddy Hammersmith of Team Sky, the road captain in the Giro d'Italia. Roddy, today, rest day. You guys flew into Italy. Give us your thoughts on a rest day. Some riders like to go out for a ride. Some riders like to take it easy. How do you approach a rest day?
Well, like, to me, a rest day is just a continuation of the Giro, right? It's a tour. We're going round and round, and we're starting in one place and we're ending in the other. It's like a great chain of being. It's a circle of life, if you will. I mean, I don't look at. It's not for me. It's not going from point A to B, right? It's about all the little letters in between. They're like the L's and the P's and the K's, right? They're all special to me. Right, it's not about a beginning and an end, because there's really no end to Giro, right? There's really no end to life, right? It's like there's a beginning and then you reach another beginning. So, like, you gotta keep pedaling. It's like Deep Purple going around the world. One minute you're in Japan, right? And there's lots of little tiny people with slanted eyes. And then you're in the United States and in the South, right, with a bunch of yahoos yelling at you. So it's you got to keep your head on straight, and you play your song, right? That's what we do. And we're rocking and rolling. We're playing our song, right? And our song is Bring the Hammer, right? That's the tune, Bring the Hammer. All right, you can say, when I'm on the bike, I'm singing it, right? It's a melody in my head that keeps playing. Times I get the boys to sing it a cappella, singing Bring the Hammer, because that's the spirit, it's domination. And that's how we roll at Team Sky, right? You can't, so it's like being a shark on a bicycle, right? You got to keep moving, you got to keep the legs moving, the heart pumping. So a rest day for me, it's not a day off, right?
Roddy, there was one journalist the other day said you are actually not on the sign-in sheet for the Giro, and that your name doesn't appear anywhere in any of the Giro literature for the teams riding in the Giro d'Italia. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's irritating to me, right? It's irritating and it's disrespectful, right? Everyone knows I'm in the race. Scotty knows I'm in the race. Wiggo knows I'm in the race. You go to the bus, the Sky bus, and who's in there, right? Roddy's in there. We're getting his kit on. So it's irritating to me, and I don't understand it. It's like maybe it's the Giro in the Netherlands, and things have got confusing, because I came to the first day, and where's my name, and they didn't even have a pen for me. So I had to bring my own pen now. I had to bring my own pen for the sign-in. That's not right. We're selling our souls here. We're rocking and rolling. We're putting on a show, and I have to borrow a pen, right, to sign my own name. It's like, who am I? Where am I? What's going on? So I don't understand it. Right, where's my race number? So I was forced to improvise, and I nicked one of the little Basque climbers, one of the skinny little Basque climbers. I took his number, right, and he don't know. So I got his number, and I got my own pen. So that's how we roll. If we got to bring the hammer that way, then that's the way we're going to hammer. But it's like I say, it's disrespectful to me, right? It's disrespectful to Team Sky not to see my name on the start list.
Roddy, thanks again for taking time out and speaking with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the first stage in Italy. We can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Right, I thought I'd take a little bike ride. Okay, bye.